Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather, Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I hope that your weekend was fantastic and your week is going well, and I'm excited to share with you some of the amazing things that are on the go in and around Joburg over the next couple of days, as well as an exclusive one-on-one interview with actress Khanyi Mbau. So do stay tuned. It's going to be a bumper show as always. Now, every month, as you know, the Maslow Hotel in Sandton do their social Sundays, and this is the last Sunday of the month heading our way, this Sunday, the 26th of November, and it's time for social Sunday again. So I know it's a busy weekend ahead. Mine's absolutely jam-packed, but I absolutely love heading through to the Maslow, and as 2017 starts winding down with the summer holidays just a few weeks away, it is a season to be jolly indeed. So they've got an amazing lunch lined up. There's some great live music to dance to from the Groove Masters. There's a complimentary drink and a very festive atmosphere at Sun International's flagship urban hotel in Sandton. So they've got a five-course meal plan. Chef Justin Joda has worked out an absolutely amazing menu, and he's going to be there to greet all the guests. And, yeah, it looks like it's going to be loads and loads of fun. So the garden is absolutely beautiful as well, and they have, sort of beautiful there by the pool, and I'm really, really looking forward to this. If you're looking for something to do on Sunday, the 26th of November, head on over to the Lacuna Bistro at the Maslow Hotel in Sandton from 1 o'clock onwards. You get a five-course lunch as well as your complimentary drink and live entertainment for 295 rand per person. That's not bad. And the dress is Sunday casual. So if you would like to book, you can drop Lacuna an email on lacuna.bistro@suninternational.com, or you can give them a call on 010-226-4647. All the details and info is on my website, heatherhook.com, so you can also head across and check out about the Maslow. If you enjoy a spot of horse racing and you want to get involved with the Sansui Summer Cup, that is taking place this Saturday, the 25th of November, at the very historic Turfentine Racecourse in Joburg South. This is an annual calendar highlight, one of Gauteng's oldest and biggest horse races, and there is loads to do, bar celebrity spotting, dressing up, and of course there's family fun and a full a full day out for the kids. There's a fun fair, there's food, and you can win, there's prize money up for grabs, up to 2 million rand in race winnings can be made, and I am really, really looking forward to attending the People's Race this Saturday, 25th of November. The gates open at 11 o'clock. The venue, as I said, Turfentine Racecourse, which is located at 14 Turf Club Street. General access ticket is 75 rand, and kids pay 20 rand. There's hospitality packages available. Again, all the info is available on my site, so I look forward to seeing you there. If you are ready to get into the Christmas spirit, don't forget, this Saturday and Sunday, 25th and 26th of November, the Park on 7 in Hyde Park Corner is hosting their annual boutique Christmas market. This is the second year, and it promises to be absolutely amazingly fun. I see Valdo Prosecco on the lineup, which makes me very excited. The theme is Xmas, Shaken and Stirred, and is designed to inspire you with unique products from carefully selected vendors. And one of the restaurants that I reviewed a couple of weeks ago, Arez Cafe, is going to be there selling their absolutely delicious Lebanese food, and I'm so excited. I'm going to go and get some yummy goodies to take home as well. So, as I said, 25th, 26th of November. Saturday the 25th is from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday the 26th is from 9 a.m. until sundown. So what's that, like 6, hop or 6? There's going to be a whole bunch of lifestyle products and food on offer. You can have a nice G&T and a deli lunch, and you can go and check out all the info on theparkhouseofevents.com, which is their website, or you can book your tickets on Quicket. So that looks like loads of fun. Something else that's going on this weekend, and if you're a Bob Dylan fan, you do want to make sure that you head through to check out Subterranean Songbook, which is taking place this Saturday, the 25th, at the beautiful Nairok Sculpture Park in Joburg. It really is absolutely stunning, and this promises to be a great day out. They always are amazing. So basically, it is a tribute to Bob Dylan. There's a number of South Africans, leading acoustic musicians, who are going to be playing at the Nyrox Art Sculpture Park this weekend, and they're going to be exploring and interpreting a unique program of Dylan's very profound work, which has quite controversially actually earned him the Nobel Prize for Literature. So that sounds like quite fun. Gates open at 10, the first act goes on at 11. And without me carrying on any further, I got to catch up with Lloyd from Acoustics Now and find out a little bit more about the concert and what we can expect.
Hello, Heather. Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's a real nice opportunity to let all your listeners know about one of our final concerts at Nyrox Sculpture Park this year, which is the Bob Dylan Subterranean Songbook Tribute Concert, a tribute to the great master lyrical influencer of our times. For the curious and interested listeners out there, there's a lot of information and links and portals through all of our various channels. So the Nyrox Facebook page, the NyroxArts.com website, as well as the AcousticsNow.org website or Facebook page. So even a Google search, you should be able to find it. It's called the Subterranean Songbook Tribute Concert. It's at Nyrox Sculpture Park, Saturday the 25th of November, in the Cradle of Humankind. There's a big summer sculpture exhibition, a huge outdoor selection of works, which are currently there to be viewed as well. And gates open 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a full day of music, food, art, and nature for the whole family. And it's bound to be beautiful, so I'm looking forward to seeing some friendly faces there. Bob Dylan is just such an incredible figure in the contemporary world. Through his words and his music and his ideas, he has managed to span about 5 decades, half a century, and still be relevant to different generations. And by him being somewhat controversially awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, we decided that we would tip our hats to him in the way that we could here in South Africa. And if we can't host him, well, we're going to just reconstruct and reinvent and present the words of his that have traveled with so many people for so long and that have meant so much to so many people. And what better way to do this than a live performance, a live concert? And Bob Dylan quite famously has never had a number one hit, although something like more than 20 songs of his have been covered by other artists and been number one songs around the world. So we're doing a live performance ourselves. Our selection process for the contributing artists next weekend, we decided to host acoustic musicians who present their own original music usually. So these are artists who travel the length and breadth of South Africa with their guitars and harmonicas and flutes in hand, and they present their own writings and musings and ideas. So we wanted to give back to them in a way that they had the opportunity to delve into this massive body of work. Dylan seems to be a great influencer of all of their musical lives, even though none of them would even have been born in the generations that Dylan was becoming famous. But it's a chance for all of these artists to put their spin, their take, their voices and nuance on these Dylan compositions. So We've got John Chaban, all the way from Cape Town, who performs with the Shabs. We've got Lucy Kruger, who some people will know from Medicine Boy. Shotgun Tori, one of the great folk artists in South Africa at the moment. Tubatsi Moloi, from the Urban Village, who is just a fantastic vocalist, flautist, and he's actually just going to be playing some acoustic guitar this time out. Jenny Aitchison from Naming James, and Adele Mkweto from Flint Meets Bark. So it's a really beautiful lineup. We've got Vainan Darfel on violin, as well as Ryan MacArthur on bass guitar, adding some supplementary sounds. And all the artists will be staying at the Nyrox residency for the whole week preceding the concert, so that they can workshop, discuss, and collaborate these different works and present them in the full day concert at Nyrox on the 25th of November.
That really does sound like something not to miss this weekend at Nyrox Sculpture Park. Make sure you book your tickets. That's 340 Rand per person online at acousticsnow.org or 360 Rand at the gate, subject to availability. Sounds absolutely epic. Now, if you are looking for a new place to go and eat, you know I love my food and I love checking out new restaurants and cool places that are happening in and around Joburg. Saigon Suzy opened to much acclaim last week, Thursday. I was really excited to be part of the opening night. And I love discovering the latest hotspots in and around Joburg. And yeah, this is really one of them. It is really, really retro cool. So this is your go-to authentic Asian barbecue and rock and roll bar that incorporates a variety of cooking methods and cultures too. The downstairs area has got these huge glass windows that sort of in the day let the sun in, and at night, if you're driving past, you can't help but miss it. The downstairs area is known as the market. This is where the kitchen is. The kitchen is open, so you can see what's going on. And there's loads of entertainment as the chefs do their thing. And if you head up the staircase, there's one on the right and one on the left, but it takes you to the same spot up at the top. They have got really cool karaoke pods. You can book them out for a party. They come complete with props and a drinks cabinet, mics, and Lumo lighting. And you can basically host, I think, up to 10 people, probably in comfort, in one of the karaoke pods and have an absolute good time. It's a really good way to celebrate a birthday party. And then last but not least, if you are looking for some fresh air or you are a smoker, the Cherry Blossom Garden, which is located on the rooftop, is best for sundowners and fresh air enthusiasts, and I absolutely love it. So the food that they serve is street food, so Chinese, Vietnamese, South Korean, and Japanese, and they've got all sorts of spring rolls, dim sum, ramen, miso, and the like. And this is going to be quite the hot spot at the end, or the end of this year, so for the season this year in Jersey. And if you are around over December, do make sure that you check in at Saigon Suzy. Yay, love. They are located at 144 Jansnats Avenue in Parktown. Their telephone number is 011-327-6596, and you can get them on Facebook as well, Saigon Suzy with a Z, J-H-B. Definitely worth a pop in. Well done to our Miss SA runner-up, Adey van Heerden, who made it into the top 10 at the Miss World. Well done, Adey. I know it must be difficult to, you know, Demi Lee does a lot of the stuff, and she's been competing at Miss Universe, and Adey has gone forth and really, really held up the South African flag really well. The competition was finally won by Miss India, Manushi Chala. And yes, this is also placed in the People's Republic of China. And a huge well done to Adey, who did very, very well. Congrats. And speaking of Miss South Africa, if you are wanting to be the next Miss South Africa and you want to follow in the footsteps of Demi Lee Nell Peters, and you want to dream, or you dream of representing your country overseas, then you'll be happy to know that the Miss South Africa 2018 registrations are now open. Yay! The pageant will be taking place on May the 27th at the Sun International's new flagship Times Square Arena, which is actually just opened in Pretoria. It's part of the Times Square Casino Complex. And the winner will be going home with 2 million rand in prizes. So if you want to get registering, you can find all the details and the forms and everything that you need on misssa.co.za. And They're going to be going around the country doing a nationwide roadshow. I know the one in Joburg is on the 7th and 8th of April. Entrance must be between 20 and 27, and you must be available for all the judging rounds. So, yeah, all the details are on my site. Everything that I've spoken about thus far is on the site, heatherhook.com, so you can go and check that all out. Now, I recently headed through to Bounce in 4 Ways and did an absolutely killer trampoline workout. My goodness, they actually do workout classes, I think, like every day of the week, and you can go and actually do a trampoline workout, which is insane for your core. I didn't even realize that. So that was loads of fun. And then I got to hang out with the beautiful and bubbly Kani Mbao, who is a Slimmertone ambassador. She's actually just recently been announced a Slimmertone ambassador, I think in February. And for those of you who may not know who Kani is, besides obviously being a Slimmertone ambassador, she is a South African television host, actress, singer, and radio personality, and has acted in a variety of popular South African soapies, including Mvungo, Mzansi, and Ekasi. And she's currently working on the latest Leon Schuster movie, which is due for release next year. And I got to catch up with Kani and find out a little bit more about what she's up to, and also about the Slimmertone range and why she is such a fan. Have a little listen as I chat to Kani Mbao. So we are with Kani Mbao.
Yes.
Tell us about your fitness regime and Slimmertone and everything that we're doing here today.
I have a very poor fitness regime because I'm always on set. I leave home at like 4:30 to make it at 5. So I'm on set and we start shooting at 6.
Wow.
So I never have time to have a normal breakfast because 90% of the time I went to bed at midnight and I had a quick snack. So that's why I got into this whole Slimmertone program, because it allows me to still carry on with my hectic life, but it still gives back to the minerals that my body still needs. So I literally live on eating right, ensuring that I put back enough vitamins through fruit, through veggies, and a bit of carbs here and there, and lots of water.
And I mean, obviously, given your hectic hours, you don't have a lot of time to go to the gym.
No.
So what, do you go at all? Do you do something on set? Do you like run in the corner? Or like, what do you do, just a little bit of exercise?
Once I get onto set, because my trailer has a shower, I then take a jog for 30 minutes because we are shooting with Leon Schuster in the Kruger National Park. So I get time to run on the slopes.
Okay.
And then I take a shower, get onto set, and while I'm doing my makeup, I'll probably have my legs up in a lunge or whatever to try and get back the strength. But I try and take the stairs instead of the lift.
Mm.
I try and walk, take my groceries myself because I can
park the car and walk.
Yes.
All the small things. Yeah. Okay, so they do shakes. I did a little bit of research. I know they've got like a tablet for helping you sleep better.
Yes,
and also
they've got the Snooze, which is a sleeping tablet. And it's amazing because unlike other sleeping tablets, you know, you wake up feeling groggy and so tired. That doesn't have that. But there is a time frame. It tells you that after 10 o'clock, you can't take the pill if you're going to wake up at 5, 6.
Yeah.
If you wake up at 9, you can't take the pill after 11. So there is a timetable.
And it gives you how long sleep?
It gives
hours?
You 6 hours.
6 hours.
But you feel like you slept for 8 hours because it lets the mind shut off.
I need this in my
life. So it's good for moms.
Okay.
That's what we all need.
Okay. And then obviously the protein shake.
And then the protein
shake. Doesn't replace all meals, but it's one or two if you're on the run or like whatever. And then what other.
And then Strakura is more like a supplement that gives all the vitamins back to your body and helps you with energy and also anxiety and all of that.
Okay, and tell us about the movie. When is it out? What can we
Leon Schuster is going to be out very late next year, but it is about rhino poaching. And I play a ranger.
Okay.
It's the first time Leon Schuster actually has a proper storyline.
Yes, it's not just slapstick. Yeah.
Yes, it's not just slapstick. So it's really nice and it's for a good cause.
Do you carry a gun?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, that's hardcore. Really nice. I like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? A woman in a uniform.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, we look forward to that. And how can everyone follow you, get hold of you on social media?
I'm at Mbao Reloaded across everything, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, that's what it is, Mbao Reloaded.
Why Reloaded?
Because I think I've had two lives in the industry. I mean, when I came in, it was quite controversial. People didn't understand me. Kani Mbao was a problem. And now I've grown in the industry. And I think people take a lot from my story. So it is the same Mbao, but just reloaded now with wisdom.
It was so much fun. I had an absolute blast jumping around and working on my fitness and finding out more about Slimitone. So if you want to find out more about Slimitone, you can head on over to their website, slimitone.co.za. And if you want to find out more about the epic Bounce Fit workout classes that take place at all of the Bounce branches around the country, you can head over to their website, bounceinc.co.za. Check out the Bounce Fit work classes. That was absolutely epic. I did feel it the next day. One thing you definitely want to make sure that you have in your calendar, and I am so excited, I actually really can't wait for this. From the 14th of February to Sunday the 11th of March 2018, the Illusionists are touching down in South Africa. I have always been intrigued with things that completely boggle my mind, and I do think that some people are really blessed with some incredible talents that the rest of us mere mortals, like me, just cannot fathom, John Edwards being one of them. And I'm really, really excited to check out the Illusionists. So they've been traveling the world. They've been in New York, London, and Asia. And they're going to be in SA. They're going to be in Cape Town. And then they're going to be in Gauteng at Monte Cassino's Theatre, as I said, from Wednesday the 14th of Feb to Sunday the 11th of March. Yay! They have shattered box office records across the globe and have dazzled audiences of all ages. They do a huge mix of astonishing acts that have never been seen on stage before. Illusion, levitation, mind reading, disappearing. It's absolutely amazing. So there are 8 of the most incredible illusionists that are going to be taking part. And I've got a little bit of a write-up on my website about each one of them. Ben Black, Den, Chris Cox, Callan and Ginger, Darcy Oaks. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So the shows are from Tuesday to Sunday. There's a variety of different show times. There's no shows on Mondays. Ticket prices range from 200 to 500 rand, depending on which show you go to see. And tickets are now available from Computicket. You can give them a call on 0861 915 8000, or you can visit computicket.com. There's also group discounts, show and stay packages, etc. So do check that out. That is all on my website, heatherhook.com. And I'm hopefully going to be catching up with Darcy Oaks in the next couple of weeks. So do stay tuned, because I'll be sharing that all with you. I'm super, super excited. So that is it for me today. It has been an amazing show. And thank you to both of my guests, Kani and Lloyd, for taking the time to chat with me. And I look forward to being back with you again next week. If you are on social media and you want to get engaged, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course, my website, in case you didn't get it, heatherhook.com. Everything that I've spoken about on the show today is on the website. So do go check it out. And I'll be back with you again next week. Have a great day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.